Tomorrow, Thursday the 12th of December to Saturday the 14th, Russian players will be presenting the play Veronica's Room by Ira Levin at the Erin Arts Centre.
Eine Kleider in Russian a chorabon, und neki jeg neyes daid. A den hid chlei ok, tandeina ve de chreinige, liasaka, as kruanes, uns kleien bio. Tad sugaracha de vel, had given urgat de lure de eek son and genuin, as tad bishaka urgat de sheshacht and giastalach nyes. Tad credul de vel and skimmy technicach, as Hudson to chit quail rish, as kerfalcher sly, to chit as nacleyen, who scan shoal as nacleider and heen. That ulu goilan uns an unskimmy, the kunalesh kiety goes solia jet dacharn and tie clay.
Susie Besick is in the chair of the committee that steers Russian players, and she told me about their latest production.
It's really chilling. There's no other way of describing it. It is a psychological thriller chiller. That's all I can say. Yeah. It's set in America. At the start of it, an older couple meet a younger couple in a restaurant, and she seems to have a great likeness for a member of their family who has died. And so they're very gullible in many ways, but we are. We like to see the best in people, don't we? And so if somebody would you like to come and have a look at these pictures, or would you like to see the house, and after you've spoken to them all night, you think, oh, well, yeah, that's not a problem. It's only down the road. We can go there and we'll be back in 10 minutes. So it's one of those kind of situations. Everything is there in the words, the dialogues is all. I mean, it's the scene is painted. So you've got an ordinary living room, and when the covers are off, it's just an old-fashioned living room. It's going back to the sort of 1930s. And then you've got the dialogue between them all, and how this develops, and how the girl is persuaded to play a part and dress up as Veronica. And it all stems from there. And by the time you've finished, you don't know what's real and what's not real. I think that is it. It's the line between reality and fiction. So that the truth is sort of diluted somewhat. And it's not too long a play, but it's very intense. And after the first act, at the end of the first act, I suspect the audience will be a little perplexed, if not somewhat surprised. We read plays throughout the year, so we have one acts, and now we've taken to doing some one acts in the pub as well, so that's good. And we just read them anyway, so hopefully every month we'll have a play reading. Now, during those play readings, we'll explore certain plays, and if there's a particular one that you think, oh, that will work, or that was well read, or somebody read it in a particular way and you weren't expecting the dynamics, you think, right, okay, well, you store that, and then somebody has had a play that they've wanted to do for years, and then suddenly somebody will say, this is the play I want to do. The director, Katie Angus, has been involved with Russian players since she was a child. Don Williamson is Katie's dad, and he's been a part of Russian players not long after it was first formed. And so she's always done this for Russian players. She's acted in a variety of plays. I think she did a walk-on part when she was a child. And this is one of her particular favourite plays that she's read over the last few years. Now, I don't know whether it's what it says about Katie's mind, but it's not a funny, it's not a heartfelt, heartwarming play, but maybe you go out looking sideways at all the people you've been sitting next to. I don't know. But it was Katie's choice, basically, and she happened to have four people who were available to do it. So said, yep, we'll do it. Backstage, I mean, they are obviously as important as the people who strut their stuff at the front. And the set and the sound, it, you know, it's all down to the costumes. Without them, there would be no show. And, of course, the Erin Arts Centre, you know, because it's a wonderful theatre. We're very spoilt to be able to perform on the Erin Arts Centre stage in that little intimate well. So that's good. Jenny Davies plays the girl. Her first play with Russian Players must be going back 7 years ago, and she's been off to university, so it's nice to have her back in the fold. And then there is another young man, and he lives in Onchan, and he comes down by bus for rehearsals. That's dedication, isn't it? And that's Daniel Carroll Corley. And then, of course, there's Graham Roberts, who plays the man, and I play the lady, the woman. I think she's not classed as a lady, she's classed as a woman. Yeah, so it's a very small cast, and in two acts.
The author of the play is Ira Levin.
I think he's certainly very appreciated and respected by writers. But he left us these wonderful things, which we should be doing. If nothing else, but just to explore the relationship between people, the underlying malevolence, and the way that we can be manipulated. Because that's what it is all about. It's a bit like, you know, when people have been captive somewhere and they begin to love their captors.
Stockholm Syndrome.
That's right. And he does tend to explore that beautifully. And the nuances, you know, and it evolves this play, and there are references. So there are things that the girl will say, and later on I will bring them into my speech. So these little lines that he uses, just this tenuous link to keep the audience sort of thinking, oh, I've heard that before. So it'd be interesting to hear what they say of it, especially this time of year. We start on Thursday. So it's on Thursday, Friday and Saturday.